warmer days in the forecast, we are starting to think about kicking some of those pears out on pasture and even thinking about what summer grazing might look like. For this week's Cattleman's Call, I'm LST Fodder. Well, we had the privilege of being joined by Sean Kelly, an SDSU rangefield specialist out of the Winter Regional Extension Center. And Sean has some interesting insight on what drought conditions look like across the state.
Pretty much the entire state south of I-90, we're in a D2 drought, which is severe drought. There's even areas down around the Yankton area, and then the southwest corner of South Dakota are in D3 extreme drought. So about the only place in the state that's kind of out of the woods right now is the northern third of South Dakota. Currently, it doesn't have any, isn't registered in the drought monitor. So a majority of the state's looking pretty dry going into the grazing season this year.
And because of those dry conditions, Sean says it becomes really important to have a drought plan.
Vegetation's going to be really short going into the grazing season this year. Certainly around the state, hopefully they've started enacting certain aspects of their drought plan. If they don't have a drought plan for the ranch, then certainly reach out to people around the state, whether it's Extension or other ranchers, to kind of help you develop one of those. Figuring out what your trigger dates are and figuring out what your destocking strategies are going to be for your ranch, that's going to be extremely critical if these dry conditions continue to persist throughout the grazing year. Destocking is going to be critical to protecting those rangeland resources.
And because of these dry conditions, Sean says there's a good rule of thumb to follow when it comes to vegetation.
Especially since some of these native grasses are going to be drought stressed as they break out of dormancy. It's always that good rule of thumb to remember, you know, don't graze before that plant is in the third leaf stage. So what does that mean? That means when that specific plant has at least three leaves on it, at that time, then that plant has enough leaf material to conduct photosynthesis so it can continue to grow from the photosynthesis and it's not drawn on its root reserves. When that plant breaks out of dormancy up into the third leaf stage, it's basically drawn on all of its root reserves to get to that stage. And if you graze it before it has enough leaf material to do photosynthesis, then it has to keep drawing on its root reserves and eventually it'll deplete. And then the potential forage production from that plant throughout the grazing season could almost be reduced by 60% if you graze it before that third leaf stage. That's one of the real critical things to keep in mind when you're turning pears out this spring.
For the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association, I'm LST Fodder.